Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Dalid. Chulin Ayin Dalid. Aid. It's the witness of Chulin. If we're still around, we should continue every day. It's the aid. Just like there are 74 mitzvahs in this week's parsha, aid. It's the aid, almost a sixth of all mitzvahs. So today is Chulin Ayin Dalid. Okay. Anyway, so we're in the middle of Ayin Gimel on a Beis. We are discussing the sugya of Misa or Shchita Ose Nipol. What does that mean? If one has a dangling, semi-detached limb from an animal, so up until anything significant happens to it, so we consider it still attached because, okay, it's physically attached. The question is, once something significant happens to this animal, then sometimes we have to refocus and say, well, was it really attached at this moment? Halachically, it might be the svara for shechita or misa osa nifol. Because up until this moment, it wasn't as significant that we needed to define it. Thank you. But once the significant event takes place in the life or the death of this animal, so we have to determine, are we going to really define this as attached or not? So that's the sugya of osa nifol. Osa nifol means when the event happens, we consider it as if it was detached already. Shchita osa nifol or misa osa nifol. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of Rav Yochanan that misa is osa nifol. When if the animal just dies, middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, if the animal just dies, then we consider it as if that limb was already detached at the moment of death, and therefore what? And therefore that limb is Tamei Eiver Minachai and not Nevela. Nafkamina being, Eiver Minachai is only Tamei once you have the whole unit of Eiver, Mashenkim and Nevela. But Shechita is not Osenifo. If you shecht an animal that has a dangling limb, that Shechita matters that limb. Shchita osa nifol is still considered part of the animal, and that limb is matured through the shchita of the mother. So the Gemara said, we know both of these. What's this chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef? We're in the middle of that question. We know these. We learned this in the Mishnah already. So let's go to the right, the middle of the Amud. Shchita tanina. Misa tanina. Shchita tanina. We already learned both of these in the Mishnayis. Misa tanina. We already learned Misa that what? That Misa is osa nifol. We already know that when an animal which has a dangling limb dies, we know that that limb is already considered pre-cut. It's considered off already. How do you know that from? Let's read it again. The Mishnah later on. The Mishnah there is talking about an animal with dangling items, and the Mishnah says, Mesa, the animal dies, Mesa Behema, the animal dies, Habasar Tzarech Hechsher. Number one, the basar of the limb that is dangling requires Hechsher, needs to become wet in order for it to be Makabal Tuma, right? The principle of Machshirin, Hechsher Lekabal Tuma, Parsha Shmini. So, one second, it needs Hechsher. If it's Nevela, it's Tamei itself, doesn't need Hechsher. So it must be that, no, it must be that Misa Osa Nifol is considered separate beforehand, Eiver Menachai, and therefore, it's not Eiver Menachai, it's Basar Menachai. Basar Menachai is not Tamei. Only Eiver Menachai is Tamei. If it's separate Basar Menachai, so that's why it needs Hechsher to be Mekabel Tuma. V'cha Eiver, Metamei Mishem Eiver Menachai, V'ena Metamei Mishem Eiver Menachai Nevela, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So we see clearly there, Rabbi Meir says in that Mishnah, that Misa Osa Nifol. So, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, the name of Rabbi Yochanan? That's the first half of the question. But now we get to what we were up to yesterday, shchita nami tanina. We also learned in the next line of the Mishnah, shchita. That shchita is not osa nifol. If you shecht an animal with a dangling limb, semi-detached, so then we would say that it is considered part of the animal. Where do you see that from? The next line. Nishchata behema. If the animal is shechted, what do we say then? Hochshiru bidameha. We say the blood, when you shecht the animal, blood spurts out. It goes onto part of the flesh of the animal, by the neck, let's say. But the Gemara assumes that that's good enough to be machshir the entire animal, including the limbs that are dangling. So what do you see from there? That they're not considered detached. They're considered attached in terms of being mukshar from the blood that's squirted out. Bishas shchita. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Right? That's what we're talking about here. Rabbi Meir shchita. Rabbi Shimon Amar lo hukshar. Rabbi Shimon says it's not hukshar. Rabbi Shimon, we had way back earlier in the Masechta about whether shchita is makshir or the dam of the shchita is makshir. We had a unique shchita of Rabbi Shimon. But anyway, the Gemara says, question mark, the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of Rav Yitzchak, the name of Rav Yochanan? We know both of these principles from the Mishnah later on. So the Gemara answers, no. Imeahi, if I only had that Mishnah later on that we just quoted. Hava Amina, my hochsheru abasar. I would have thought that whole Mishnah is talking about the basar, not the aver. And if it's about the basar, then it really, even if you hold shechita would be oseh nifol, it would also be tahar, because there's no basar menachai. So then, how do we prove it? We proved because it says hochsheru b'dameha, but you would need hochsher even if you would say shechita oseh nifol. So you wouldn't know whether shechita oseh nifol or ain't oseh nifol from that Mishnah. That's why Rav Yochanan has to come along and tell me that shechita is einos anifal, because regarding the shechita, it wouldn't make a difference. And we would have thought the Mishnah is only talking about basar, and the basar requires hechsher, so there wouldn't have been a raya. So Gemara says, but it uses a plural lashon, v'hochsheruk tani. Uses plural, meaning it's going on the basar and the aver. No, don't you have to say that it has to be going on the aver? And if it's going on the aver, then you have a proof? So Gemara says, no. Mahu detema chav lebasar haporish mina behema v'chav lebasar haporish mina aver. I might have thought that I needed to teach me that it's both talking about basar. One is about basar that comes or that's dangling from the animal directly, and one is basar that gets separated from the limb after the limb is separated from the animal. Meaning, but I would have thought it's both about basar. Why would you need two sources about basar? Why would I have needed two about basar? It's two more lines, and then we have a period. Sakedai dechamina. I might have thought hoel umetame tumachamura agav aviv. Basar that comes from Avram and Achai, maybe I would have thought is more chamur. I would have thought that since the source of this basar is Avram and Achai, which itself has tuma on the level of av. It has a tumma like Aver Menachai. So this basar that comes from the Aver also should be automatic tumay and shouldn't even need hechsher. Maybe I would have said that, because just like the source of it is automatically tumay, so too it is automatically tumay. Emaloli boy hechsher, kamash malan. That's why I would have needed the hochsheru, the plural lashon in the Mishnah, but it's both talking about basar. What's it referring to? Nothing to do with the Aver Meduldal, but about the basar Meduldal. And if it's about basar Meduldal, basar both that comes directly from the animal, or basar that comes from the Aver, I would have thought that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You need hechsher for both of those cases, but the Mishnah is not telling me anything about Aver min hachai. So therefore, I don't know if the Aver is considered, right, cut off before it or not. Do you say that shechita osa nifal or ain't osa nifal? Because when it comes to the basar, it doesn't make a difference. It said the basar needs hechsher. What do you mean the basar needs hechsher? But if you say, even if you say shechita is osa nifal, it also would need hechsher.
Why? If it's Aver min hachai, then it wouldn't need...
Sorry, but it's basar. But if it would be basar directly, let's say basar is dangling and not connected to an aver, right? So that would be the case. So that's why we need. We just finished up the details. Why you would need the case of the statement of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that misa oseh nifal and not shechita. We don't have time to go into it now, but we got to think about the svara. Why should you make a difference between misa and shechita? Right? Whatever the svara is for oseh nifal. That is, when you come to a defining event in the animal's life that kills the animal, that the animal dies from, you have to take a stand on whether dangling, semi-detached limbs are still considered part of the animal or not. So why should you make a difference between if it dies or if you did something to it? So there's got to be svaras there, but just something to think about. We can't just say, okay, just go on. There's definitely an important svara there between misa and shechita. Okay, weiter. Amar of Yosef. Follows from the bottom, the quote to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Biyadcha. Rav Yosef says that what Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said is correct. When he said the name of Rav Yochanan, that Misa is Osa Nifo. Misa makes dangling limbs to be considered separate at the time of Misa, but not Shechita. Why? Rav Rachana holds like him. So what? Rav Rachana holds like him? He's got to add in a line. Rav Rachana holds like him in saying that Rav Yochanan said this. You got to add in that line. That's what Rashi does. Right, Rashi, the last line of Rashi, Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. What's Rashi adding in? Rashi's adding in that it's not just like you have an Amora that holds like you. No, you have an Amora that says the same thing in the name of Rav Yochanan. As follows. Titania. Ubasa basa de trefa lo sochelu. You cannot eat trefa. Bas psar trefa, which we've quoted. This pasuk includes many things. Right, anything that we've said goes out of its mechitza. The whole concept of an uber sticking its arm out, the source of that is this pasuk. That's why we have the mystery of how the Rambam could quote that you're going to get malchus. You're going to get malchus, isn't it? lav shebeklalus, right? You include a lot in this pasuk. Any type of animal that goes outside of its normal mechitza. Anyway, so the Gemara says, ubasa basa the treifa lo socheli, you cannot eat treifa. Lahavi, this is to include aver ha'aver v'habasar hamadul dolan bebehema ubachayu ba'of, to include any type of dangling limb or flesh v'shachta chain asurin. That's, they're all asur. If it's dangling, it's all asur. Right, so that's it. It's included in the pasuk of Treifa. V'yamar Rav Rachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Rav Rachana says the name Rabbi Yochanan, explaining this: Ein bohen ela mitzvas prosh bilvad. When this is said, this drasha is said, it doesn't really mean a real iser. It means a mitzvas prosh, a mitzvah of separating. What does that mean? Rashi says on top, Dirabanan. Dirabanan, Rashi's top line. Ba'alma midirabanan across machta bi'alma. Meaning, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying really at root? What does the Brisa say? The Brisa says that you're not allowed to eat these dangling limbs once you shech them. What do you mean? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's only dirabanan. Meaning midaraisa, you're allowed to eat them. Midaraisa, the shechita mastered them. Midaraisa, we would say shechita ein ose nifal. Right, that's the raya, because Rabbi Yochanan said it's only dirabanan. Only the Rabbana, midaraisa, we would say that the shechita matters the limbs, but it just looks like, it looks like Eiver Menachai, because it's already detached before the animal is shechted. So, gzeira, you know, it might get confused in this case. So that is why we say there's a mitzvah's prosh, but really, midaraisa, it is mutter. It is mutter. Based on this, the Rashba, and Tosfos also says on top, that midaraisa, it is mutter. We'll see who argues in a minute. But it's an interesting nafkamina that the Rishonim pick up on, that is, the Rashba says, you're allowed to give this limb, are you or aren't you allowed to give this limb to a non-Jew, to a Ben Noach? Because a Ben Noach is also Mishum Eivir Menachai also. So midaraisa, this limb is not Eivir Menachai, right? Because Shechit is Enos and Ifal, and it matters it. Midarabanan, we consider it Eivir Menachai. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Are we responsible? What the non-Jews do, they don't have to listen to the rabbis. But we have to listen to the Rabbanan. So once the Rabbanan defines something for us as Eiver Menachai, do we have an Isser to give that to the Ben Noach? That's a Machlokas Rishonim here. The Rashba says, there's no Isser. The Smak, quoted in the Shach at the beginning of Yoreh Day, in Simin Nun Hei, in our Simin, not going to read it now, but in Simin Nun Hei, the Shach quotes the Smak, that is Asser. It's Asser to give it to a guy, Mishum Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai, it's the Rabbanan. The answer is, what the Rabbanan defined it for us as Eiver Menachai? So then, we would be also to give it to the Ben Noach. Okay, meaning Lifnei Eiver. Meaning, that's the Shiloh. Would it be Lifnei Eiver? Meaning, giving it to the case, like you say, oh, Lifnei Eiver is only my Jews. That's not true. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's the example it gives. The two examples the Gemara gives in Avodah Zarah is giving wine to a Nazir and giving an Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noach. So those are both unique. Well, hopefully we'll talk about this one day. Maybe we'll have a shiur for Lifnei Eiver, a Dafyin shiur a couple of years ago about it. But says that if you think about both of them, number one, Lifnei, what's the chiddush of the Eiver Menachai? That it's even to a non-Jew. What's the chiddush of the other one, a Nazir? It's something, even if I'm not a Nazir, Pashtus. So even if it's an Isser that I'm not Mechuyev in, I can still violate Eiver Menachai, which tells me something about the Isser of Eiver Menachai. Again, that is, there's one machlokas related to this. The Rabbam Shita is a difficult Shita here to understand, to fit into the Gemara. Our Pashas is, Rashi Tosis, Mitzvah's Prosh means Durabanan. If we go to the Rambam, he understands Mitzvah's Prosh as Doraisa without Malkus. That's the Rambam. The Rambam right here in Macholos Asuros, Hevav, Besar Hamedoldal Bebehema, the Aver Hamedoldal Ba, Im Eno Yachol Lachzor Belechios, that's how you define a dangling limb, that it's not going to get better. If it's getting better, that's not called dangling. It's going to grow back. But if any yochol lachzor v'lechios, af al pi shelo pirish ela achar shenishchita, even though it only physically gets totally detached after shchita, asur. It's still asur. Right? So you would have said, okay, see midrabanan, mitzvah's prosh. The Rabbam adds, ve'ein lokin alav. That sounds like it's daraisa without malchus. Asur ve'ein lokin alav. That's what the Rambam says right here. So the Nosa Kalim trying to figure out exactly what the svara for the Rambam is. The Mesa Behema, and then he says, if the animal dies, Ro'o no so kilu nafal mechayim. As we said, Misa osa nifal. ve'in shchita. Lafichach lokan ala misha meiver benachai. That's the contrast. So you're going to get malchus of misha meiver benachai. Does the Rambam mean midrabanan in the first time? It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like aser ve'in lokan alav. Does that mean it's, right? The Urnosi Kilim seem to understand that it is aser mida oraisa according to the Rambam. Said, if you look in the, they say they compare it to chasishir, which is, how do you compare this to chasishir? Chasishir is daraisa without onesh, but what does this have to do with chasishir? So that is, but that's an important shita of the Rambam to know. The Magen Mishnah late in two halachas later points out this Rambam. V'dash das Rabbeinu on halacha Yud Aleph. She'af al pi she'ein ben malchus kishenechtchu achar shchita harein asur min haTorah ve'ein isur min divrei bovad ela harein kechasishir to asu mi ribui ve'ein lokan alav. That's the Magen Mishnah, says the Pasha of the Rambam. It's against Rashi and Tosfos here. But it is an Issa Daraisa. Because how does the Rambam understand the Gemara then? What's the proof from Rabbi Yochanan then that Misa is Ein Osa Nifal, just because you don't get Malchus? Well, because it's not a full Avera? Okay. That is all Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So now we're going to talk about a little bit, what does Rav say about all this? So the Gemara says, Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamei de Rav Huna. V'yosef v'ka'ama, Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he was saying, Amar Rav Yud, Amar Rav, Achlu lazeh loke. If you eat this, this is talking about, this dangling limb, after Shechita, loke, you're going to get Malchus. You're going to get Malchus, Mishum what? Mishum Eber Benachai. Which seems to say that it is Shechita Osenifel. Amar Lehumi Rabbanan, Lo Tatzisule. Don't listen to that rabbi. Rav Yosef. Hachi Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Maaseh B'Shvei Derav. Achlu Lazeh Eino Loke. You don't get Malchus. So Amar Le Rav Huna. Anan Aman Nismoch. So Rav Huna asks, so what are we supposed to do about Rav? But we don't know what Rav said. Two different misoras. Ahajun Rav Yosef Liape. Rav Yosef turned around in disgust. Rashi says, Ahajunu Bakas. He says he gave one version, and somebody else gave the other version, and then everybody's like, okay, what should we do? Amalei Maikushia. So he says to them, what's your problem? You could have both Misoras that fit in. Ki Amri Ano, when I said that you're going to get Malchus because you consider it Aver Menachai, B'misa, De Osenifel. That's talking about where the animal died. So if the animal died, that's Osenifel, and I consider it Aver Menachai. Ki Amar Ihu, the other Misora, the other, version of Rav, Bishchita, De'ena Osenifel. It's not Osenifel, period. So what are you getting so excited about? We were talking about two different things. Rashi says here, first few skinny lines, so similar to what he said earlier. What's the Chiddush? What's the important element of knowing whether something is considered Eiver Menachai or Nevela? So Rashi earlier on Amid Bey said, what did he say yesterday? The Shear. Eiver Menachai is only Metame when it's a whole unit. Nevela, even a tiny piece of Nevela. Here Rashi changes. Rashi says something else. First skinny line. V'yashmiach harav delo mishum Nevela masrinan be ela mishum Eiver Menachai. You have to know what hasra you're going to give. Is it Nevela? Is it Eiver Menachai? Rabbi Kivegi here just wonders why Rashi changed his nafkamina from yesterday to today. He says, what is it? He was fine for yesterday. He says, well, hi Tana. I'm sorry. In the Gilei Nashas, right here on that Rashi. Tamuoli. Amai lomrina kipshuto. The Aver ha'Aver who kizayis em ha'gidim bo'atzamos. Why didn't he say yesterday that Aver is the whole thing? With the gidim, with the sinews, with the bones. To lagabe nevela ha'vichasishir. V'chei nafgamina lahoshitum in the menoach. Another nafgamina. Why does he pick this one about hasra? So, okay, so Rashi, why he does that. But that is Rashi. Rashi all over. There's a Rashi the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote in Shavuos Daf Chaf. Rashi there seems to say, he says, seems to say it as a general rule, though, that when one gives Hasra, one has to quote the Pasuk that one gives Hasra. If you violate this, you're going to violate Los Sasako Malacha. If you wear this, you're going to violate Los Shilba Shatnes. So Minchas Chinuch always loves to quote that Rashi, because it's a very extreme Rashi, because many times there's a machlokas about what Pasuk it's from, and we say, okay, who cares what Pasuk it's from? This is the Avera. Rashi just seems to say to quote the Pasuk. Rashi doesn't quote that anywhere else. But Rashi here again talks about Hasra, the importance of saying the correct Avera that somebody is going to violate before they violate it in order for it to be appropriate Hasra. Right? We know if you warn Mishum the wrong Avera, then you know it's not a good Hasra. Even if you're wrong, the Gemara talks about in Shabbos, if you warn Mishum the wrong Av, right? If you warn for Borer instead of Merakid, if you warn for, even though they're similar Malachas, the Gemara talks about that. Okay. So Amar Rava. So Ricky Vager wonders about that Rashi. Amar Rava. Mina ha milsa damar abanan. Misa osa nifl shchita ain osa nifl. So what's the source? How do the Rabbanan know this distinction? That when you're talking about a dangling limb, by the way, anybody remember? How did we get into this whole dangling limb discussion? It's always keep in mind. This perek is about fetuses. Fetuses inside animals, fetuses inside people, and the Mishnah spoke about what if an animal sticks its arm out before Shechita. That's how we got into this, because that might be considered as if it was cut off. Nechtach, did you cut it before Shechita, after Shechita? That's how we got into this dangling discussion. Later on, we're going to have a little alliteration in the morning is okay. Later on, we're going to have discussions about Tumah in the ninth parak. Anyway, so let's just keep in mind the structure. So Rava says, how did we get into, what's the Svara, what's the source for Misos and Evil and Shechita? Enos and Evil, the Chsivko, the Patek says, V'kol HaShe'ipol Alav Mehem Bimosam Yitma. Anything that falls on them, Bimosam, talking about Shrasim, anything that falls on them when they are dead, Yitma, becomes Tame, right? Because a Sheretz is an Avatuma. Limutemai, what is that excluding? Ilema, what is that? It says when they die. Ilema, limuti bechayehem. What, you're telling me that Sheretz is not mitame when it's alive? Minivlasam nafka. It says the word nevela in the previous pasuk. We're talking about nevela, so you know it's dead. So what do you have to say the word bimosam for? Elishma mina, to teach me misa osan evil vein shchita osan evil. How do you read it? Because you read it as follows. The chol asher yipol, yipol, nipol, meaning something's fallen off, bimosam. It's considered cut off if it's misa, not if it's shchita. That's how Rashi explains the drasha. The drasha here, that's the source for misa ose nifal. Period. Amalei ravada barava larava v'hakra b'shratzim ksiv. The pasuk's talking about shratzim, nothing to do with dangling limbs of animals. So no shchita there even. No shchita, it's not kosher. It's shratzim. So amalei, so Rava answers, you're right. Imeno inyan, this is an imeno inyan. Imeno inyan l'shratzim, delav b'nei shchita ninu. If you don't need this type of drasha from the extra word of emosam by shratzim, because shratzim have nothing to do with shchita, you're not going to make any distinctions between misa and shchita when it comes to shratzim. Taneo inyan l'behema. So you learn it for behema. That's why, because emosam won't be teaching you anything by shratzim. Remember this, right? There are some kosher shratzim, if you call that, sheretz ha'of. What type of shratzim kosher? This is yesterday's mitzvah. In the mitzvah shiur, grasshoppers. Grasshoppers, the Torah calls in the category of sheretz ha'of. These sheretz ha'ofs are kosher. If you have these simanim, the kra'ayim l'natar la'aretz, and the four legs, and the wings that cover over the body, right? So you have sheretz ha'of. So, but even so, there's no shchita there. The Rambam says beferish that when it comes to fish and when it comes to grasshoppers, you need asifa. You don't need shchita. Asifasan zuhi matirasan is the language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. You need a matir, but asifa could be the matir. Right? Nafkamina, interestingly, the Rambam says that even if the fish or the sheretz dies before you pick it up, is that a problem? Is that a problem if you see a dead fish floating in the water? You let it take that in. Is that kosher? So Rav Sadia Gaon says, it's treif. You need asifa michayim for a fish. The asifa, just like shchita, you can't shecht an animal after it dies. You can't be ma'asif an animal after it dies. That's Rav Sadia Gaon shita. The Rambam shita is that no. Even if there's a difference. Both of them are matirim. But shchita is a matir that has to kill the animal. Asifa by fish and by grasshoppers, kosher grasshoppers, that does not. That's just a way of getting them, but even after Misa. That's the Asifa, that's the Chiddush. But that's the, what, by Shratzim, there's nothing to do with talking about Shechita. That's the line here. So the Gemara continues and says, 1 second, I could think of something that you could learn from this word regarding Shratzim. So it's not extra. The Akademi Boile, Ke'ein Misa. Bimosa means they're only mitame. They're only considered an avatuma when they are similar to have just died. Meaning, lachim mitamim yevesh ne mitamim. A sheretz is only tame. A sheretz is only an avatuma. It's only mitame per something when it's still moist. If it's all dried out and it died 3 days ago, you could touch the sheretz. It's not going to make you tame. It's only when it still has some lachus in it. So maybe that's what bimosa is teaching me. So it's not extra. So where it says trei bimosa ksivi. It says it twice. It says Moshe twice in the Pesukim, and therefore you can learn both items. Amar Rav Chisda, finishing up, Machlokes be'ever de'ubar chai. Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba, coming up. So Rav Chisda says the Machlokes here under discussion is by an Eiver of a live Ubar. Live Ubar. Avo be'ever de'ubar meis, But the Eiver of Nubar Beis, Dibri Akol, everybody in the Mishnah would say, Shchita Ose Nifol. Everybody would agree that Shchita is Ose Nifol by an Eiver of an Ubar Beis. It's already considered detached. It's already considered detached by that Shchita. It's only by an Ubar Chai, which Rashi explains, to Yesh Bemino Shchita. Mahan Yeshchita Av Eiver HaYotze L'Taharo. If the shchita is working for the ubar, so then that limb could be considered connected by an ubar chai. But by an ubar mace, everybody would agree that no, it's not considered detached because the shchita is not doing anything for the ubar.
If the ubar was mace and just a regular shchita, the ubar would be mutter?
If the ubar was mace inside the animal and nothing was out, the ubar would be mutter. Would be mutter, yes. For Rabba Amar, kemachlokas bazek, achlokas bazek. Rabba says, no, there's no difference. No difference is machlokas by both. Fine. Period. Getting back to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that, look back at the Mishnah, I'm based on my base, ben shmonachai, if you have a live 8-monther, which again, Bisman Chazal, they assumed would not live, if they wore a machal Shabbos Bisman Gemara for an 8-monther, we would. Right, but an 8-monther, ein shchita is a mitara, so that's considered a nefel. So the shchita is not mitara, lafisha ein bemino shchita. Because, ein bemino, even a regular, right, ben ein shchita, so if you shecht it, forget the mother, right, if you shecht it, ben, right, there's ein bemino shchita. So that's where the conversation ends in the Mishnah. In the Brisa, adds on a, further in conversation. Ben Shmona Chai, says the Gemara Vahatanya, Ben Shmona Chai Yochiach. The Brisa uses Ben Shmona Chai to prove to you something. Sha'af al-pi she'yesh b'mino shchita, ein shchita su metaharaso. The Gemara, the Brisa is having a conversation about Eiver sticking out or not, but within the conversation, the Brisa uses Ben Shmona Chai as an example of something that's Yesh Bemino Shchita. And yet, Shchita is not Metaret. So the Gemara is bothered. Why does our Mishnah assume and categorize a Ben Shmona Chai as an Ein Bemino Shchita, while the Brisa considers it as Yesh Bemino Shchita? So Amar of Kahana, Rav Kahana explains, Yesh Bemino Shchito. Shchita agav imo. The Brisa assumes that the Ben Shmona Chai would have shchita if it was inside Ben Pakua. If it was inside, because even a dead animal has, like Josh just asked, even a dead animal has a heter. So that's why the Brisa calls it yesh b'mino shchita, because it is in the world of shchita agav imo. If you shech the mother, v'tana didan mina diime lo parech. Our Brisa says, yeah, but you can't shech it ever. So with the mother, that's not called shechting it. Oh! Remember the first thing we said in this parak? What was the big vichakira of all the achronim regarding this parak of Ben Pakua? When you shech the mother, we know the baby is mutter. So we said, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the stipler, v'chulu, they all said, what's the chakira? Does that mean that the shechita of the mother, that the uber needs shechita, but the shechita of the mother is as if you shechted the uber? Or do you say, no, the Chiddush of Ben Pakua is that the Uber does not need Shchita. The first source that any Sefer quotes about this Chakira is this Gemara right here. That's the Machlokas, the Mishnah in the Brisa, whether Yesh B'mino Shchita or not. Because what does the Mishnah say? What does the mother Shchita have to do with the baby? This isn't B'mino Shchita. What's that assuming? The Shchita of the mother has nothing to do with the baby. The baby doesn't need Shchita. Masha'enkein, the Brisa says it's called Yesh B'mino Shchita. Why? Because it's the Shchita of the mother that works for it. Beautiful. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel says, and as we said, Lekach Tov, Simin Yudalid. This is the first source that he quotes. Right? It's after he quotes the Nafkaminas, he quotes his Gemara, and he says, V'tzorch lahavin, pe'eza svara nechleku ha-mishnah v'abraisa anal. The abraisa is a verse, the bet shmona chai chashav yesh b'mina shchita, ho, the shchita agavimo, and the mishnah not. V'fima shekasavti, yishlomet de pligi b'safik anal. Im heter ben pakua humi pa'as, shenechshav ha-ubar l'nishchat, Ayyidei Shchita Sa'im, O Dilma Heter Gredahu, as he calls it. Or is it just a Stam, a Heter? So that's a beautiful machlokas. Mishnah Brisa in the Lumdis. The Lumdis is screaming out. But the Stam has got to dig for the Lumdis. Here the Lumdis is like screaming out. It's jumping off the page. Right, that's what the Lumdis is doing here. Okay. Well, hi, Tana Taparich. So one second. So now, the Brisa calls it Yesh Bemino Shchita. This was the conversation, if you remember, I didn't refer back to it, but this was a conversation earlier in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. Their machlokas was, if you have a limb that was sticking out, is it Maga Nevela or Maga Trefa? If you remember when it was the mother, you shech the animal sticks its limb out, and you shech the mother, and then you cut off the limb. That was a machlokas of Meir and the Rabbanan. The Meir tried to prove, hey, you can have something that's Metaher Midei Nevela. The Rabbanan say you can have something that's Metaher Midei Nevela, even though it's usher to eat. Trefa. And then the Rameir argued back, but a trefa is a bimina shchita. That was the conversation. So, if you say that Ben Shmon Achai proves that something can have bimina shchita, and yet the shchita is not metarit, that's what Rabbi Meir basically said back. So now you have to continue that conversation. Trefa, the shchita is a metarasa min alei. So how do you know that a real trefa is tahar when you shech the trefa? How do you know that it's not tumas, it doesn't have tumas nevela? Right? Why don't you say the Ben Shmon Achai is a precedent that even though Yesh B'mino Shchita, Shchita is not going to be Mitzayrit. What's the source then? That a Trefa is not going to have Tumas Nevela if you shecht it. So, Nafgalei Midi Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. You know it from Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amarav V'yamrila Bimas Nisa Tana. And some say you learn it from the end of the previous Brisa. We just quoted a Brisa, but continue reading the Brisa. Some say from here. So, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'chi Yamus Min HaBehema. If something dies, min habehema, meaning from an animal. Mixas behema matama, mixas behema ini matama. Some animals are matame when they die and some not. Ve'ezazu, zu trefa sheshachta. This is referring to a trefa that you shechted. Tosfos here, the Ramban here, all the Rishonim here ask, this is the end of the Braisa we just quoted. What, the Gemara didn't know the end of the Braisa? The Gemara says, what's the source? Oh! Tosfos asks, Tosfos ulahai, ksas tema, dekulachad abraisahi. But there is koanim, the other racial, the other seifa. So if you see on the side, look what it says in the Gilyan and Tosfos Msachim. So if you look there in the Gilyan, it quotes like 10 places in Shas where this comes up. Right? That a Tana asked because they don't know. So the Ramban says, yes, they didn't know all Midrashim by heart. Says the Ramban. The Isa, where is it? Tama, Shari Sova Shabraisa Zu, Depirchuk, Umikan Yish Lomod, She'ein Kol Bale Hagamara Shonin Sifra, Vishama Hashomea Miksasa Shabraisa Zu, Velo Shama Sofa, like it says in Yevamis and other places. The Ramban can say that. Right, they didn't know all the Sifra by heart. Right? They didn't know, or maybe they didn't have the misremember. Not all of it was written down. They didn't have all the Svarim. That's what the Ramban is saying. Not that there was any Chisarin in them. They didn't have all the Svarim. So what they heard from the Rebbe, they heard a Sifra from the Rebbe, so they didn't know the rest of the Sifra that the Rebbe didn't quote. Okay. That's the Ramban. Boy Raboshia, back to the Gemara. Hoshit is Yadalamei Behema V'shachat Ben Teschai Mahu. What happens if somebody goes into the inside of an animal, inside into the uterus of the animal, and shechs the animal inside? This animal can be matted with the shechit of the mother. But you didn't wait for the shechit of the mother. You shechted the animal inside. So, mahu, tibay le Rabbi Meir, tibay le Rabbanan. You could ask it according to either shita of regarding limbs stuck out. Tibay le Rabbi Meir. Let's ask it according to Rabbi Meir, who says if there was a limb stuck out, it does achieve tumas nevela. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Meir ben pakua ton shechita. When do we say that a ben pakua requires shechita? Hani mili hecha diyatzil avir ha'olam. That's only when it goes out. That's when it's shayach to the world of shechita. Aval b'me'ayim olo shayach le'shechita. Remeir might say that when it's inside, it's not you can't shecht it. It does. It's not up to the heter of shechita yet. Once it comes out, but according to the Rabbanan, Rashi says kavachomer. It's totally mufka from shechita. According to the Rabbanan, according to Remeir, who says once it's out, it's already called an avela, because once something goes out. So according to Remeir, says the Gemara says even according to Remeir, maybe the shechita will not work. Right? Rashi says of a mea imalo shaya shechita delay. The kol shekin the Rabbanan to amelo shaycha b'shechita klal. I feel the yatsa chayla achar shechita. Dein shechita b'alav yaslav yerb chayimo. I'm sorry, I should have prefaced. The next Mishnah says that Remeir does not hold to the heter ben pakua. Should have said that. See on the bottom? Remeir says, on the bottom in the Mishnah that we're going to get to in a few minutes, Bez Hashem, Remeir does not hold of this idea of Ben Pakua. If the animal is, when the animal is born, you have to shecht it. So that's the Remeir that we're talking about. I apologize for not giving that information before. That's the Remeir we're talking about. So when does Remeir say that a Ben Pakua requires shechita after it comes out? But once it's still inside, you can't shecht it. It's not there yet. It's not developed enough for the heter of shechita to work. So, Odilma, or you could even ask the Rabbanan. Afila the Rabbanan. Dalet simanim achshir be'rachmana. What does dalet simanim mean? Either the two of the mother when the animal's inside, or the two of the baby when the animal's outside. But you can't check the two of the baby while it's inside the mother. So according to everybody, you don't know. Maybe this would not be a proper shechita if you check the animal inside. So Amar Rav Chananya, Tashma. Let's try to prove it from the last line of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Harishanolda treifa min habeten. The Rabbanan brought a raya that a treifa is never had a shas hakosher by saying, hey, what if a treifa is born, right, as such? So that's a case of not having a shas hakosher. V'imisa, but if it's true that you could check the animal while it's in utero, mishkachas ladais la shas hakosher. You could, so that should be called, it has a shas hakosher. D'iboy al yadei v'shachta. You could stick your hand in a shecht. So it must be that you cannot shecht the animal inside. So amalei Rava, Rava says, no raya. Maybe what the Mishnah means, it does have, you would be able to shecht inside. But maybe it means, shenotzra treifa min abeten. It was originally formed, the second that it was formed, it was a treifa. Meaning the second that it was formed in utero, it's already a treifa. Umishkachas lababalas hebraglayim, like an animal that has five legs, that mutation. That doesn't happen over time during the pregnancy. Right? That's something that happens automatically. So that's what the Mishnah really means, that it does not have a shas kosher, because we're talking about a treifa from mishas yitzira. But in a chinami, maybe if you wouldn't have that, you'd be able to shecht. So no answer given in the Gemara. Period. Clear up to the next Mishnah, just one ha'ara. The Achronim, the Taz and others, bring this Gemara as a raya to the Rambam. As a raya against the Rambam. Because what does it sound like from this Gemara? The only problem of shechting the animal while it's inside is because it might not be subject to the heter of shechita yet. That's the only problem. Are there any other technical problems? The Rambam shechita holds, we discussed this 2 months ago. 2 months ago? A month and a half ago. The Rambam shechita is, remember there were five psulei shechita, daf tes, we had earlier back in the first parak. One of the psulei shechita was chalada. Chalada, like the word chulta, the knife going under. So the Rambam held, if you remember we discussed this then, that if I put a garment on the top of the neck of the animal, put a garment, and then I put the knife under and I shecht perfectly, the Rambam says that's pasul mishum chalada. That's the Rambam shechita. Rambam shechita in shechita gimel yud. That's what the Rambam says. And the Achronim, the Taz in Yerideya, asks, this Gemara seems to be against it. Because it sounds like there's no problem per se with being inside. The only problem is, what's Chalada? When you go within the animal and you go under the Simanim and you shecht up or something like that. That's Chalada. But just because it's covered, the Rambam says that's a problem. But this Gemara seems to be against the Rambam. That's what the Achronim assume. The Rambam says, Osha paras matlis al hasakin va'al hatzavar v'shachatachas amatlis. So the Rambam's lashon. We're going to do this Gemara. So you got to work it out. The Shach and the Kuzak Hasav and others try to defend the Rambam, but that's the Rambam Shita. Okay, we go further. Says the Mishnah. So it's a good question why this Mishnah is not the first Mishnah in the Perek, because this is the basic halacha of Ben Fakua, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had his reasons. So if you shot an animal and you find a ben shmona chai, or mace in there, o ben tisha mace, karo umosi es damo. You could rip it up, take out its blood, and then eat it. Right? It does not need, right? There's no shchita that's shayach for it, even on a drabbanan level, because it's dead already. But you could take out the dam. Matza ben tisha chai, if you shecht an animal and then you find a live animal that's perfect and beautiful, ta'un shchita, it also requires shechita, v'chai mi'osav es b'no, div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir does not hold to the principle of ben pakua when the animal comes out alive. Ta and shechita requires shechita daraisa. So much so that you cannot shecht this animal today. The same day that you shechted the mother, that will be the isser of osav es b'no. Sorry?
What about
so it seems to be that he only argues on the seifa. Right, ben shmona chai is considered dead in our world, in the Talmudic world. Therefore, maybe he would limit the heter ben pakua to that. The chachamim omrim shechita simu matar rasa. Chachamim say no, the shechita of the mother is matarit. Right, so therefore midah raisa, this animal does not need shechita, as we have said. Right, that's what the Rashi quotes. What the lumdus of the machlokas is whether the language of Rashi, whether chadashim. Garmi l'shavia behema bapi nafshe. just months. The months themselves and the animals developed that already makes it an independent animal in order to require its own shechita, or chadashim v'leida. Remeir says chadashim, and therefore even if it's inside, it requires its own shechita. Masha'en kein the rabbanon, you need chadashim v'leida. Until it comes out, it does not have its own independent chiyuv shechita. That's the chachamim. For Reb Shimon Shazuri, Omer, afilu ben chamei shanim, v'chorish besadeh shechita simon v'tarasa. It could be 5 years old. Right, it doesn't need shechita. What's the difference between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? So the Gemara will talk about it. Period. Kara umatza ba ben tes chai ta'un shechita l'fishal nishchata ima. What if you didn't shech the mother? You just ripped open the mother. You killed the mother. So then the baby needs shechita because they didn't have the heter of shechitas ima. Right. So that's the last line. What's the chiddush of that last line? Why would you have thought otherwise? You would have thought there's a heter here too. So the Meiri says, you might have thought that in this case, you never have a heter to shech the newbar. Right? You would have thought that that it's not nechshav simanim, was the language of the Meiri. It's only nechshav simanim if it was born. But if it wasn't born, if it was taken out, it's either nitar by the mother or not nitar by the mother. Avo bisha nitar b'shchidas imo lo nifku simanav milioso nitar bahem. You don't lose the status of simanim once it comes out of the animal instead of being born. Sharbah simanim itir b'Torah. The Torah allows you the 4 simanim, either 2 of the mother or 2 of the baby. Vayter. Amar Belazar Amar Oshia. Lo hilchu bo ela al iske shechita bilvad. When do we have this kula? Only for, meaning when do we consider this animal as if it's just a part of the mother, does not require its own shechita? That's for hilcha shechita. But regarding other halachas, this animal is considered a perfect animal. What other halachas? We'll see soon. Lemute mai, lemute chalba vagido. What is this excluding? It's excluding its chelev and its gid hanasha. Meaning that's considered a real animal. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Chalba demai. What chelev are we talking about that you're excluding? Ilema chalba de shalil. Are we talking about the chelev of the baby? The chalba of the shalil? So mifak pligi, that's a machlokas. That's the same machlokas. D'tanya gidan nashe noig b'shalil v'chalbo aser. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the chalev is aser. Lishi tasa. Rabbi Meir holds this animal is a perfect animal. It even requires its own shechita, so its chalev is going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino noig b'shalil v'chalbo mutter. And its chalev is mutter, meaning even though chalev is usually something treif, but this is not called chalev of a shalil. Doesn't get the status yet. It doesn't read shechita. So you see, it's a machlokas about the chalev. So what does the first statement mean? Rabbi Lazar Roshia. Rabbi Lazar Roshia. Machlokas beben tes chai. Falach Rameh l'shitaso. Rabbi Yudah l'shitaso. The machlokas is by a grown animal that was emerged from the uterus of a shechted mother. So therefore, they can't be talking about that. So Ella chelbo digid. Are we talking about the chalev of the gid hanasha itself? So the Gemara says, "Miflapliga." That's also a machlokas. That can't be what we're referring to. Tanya, gid hanasha mechatit achar v'chal makom shehu. You got to scoop out the gid hanasha wherever it is. V'chotech shmeino meikara. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, and you have to go deep down and cut off even the organs that are next to it where it might have oozed in part of the chelev. You got to get that out too. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, gomu mashofi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just cut it exactly. Right, Rashi says, Chotcho b'shavel l'shofi. Cut it next to the thigh. V'notel asagavoam and ashofi. T'dami l'gid v'asar midrabanan. Says Rashi. Aval sharashin shel chabam mutarin. But you don't have to chotit after the sharashin because it's not a real isser. So again, you can't say that's being excluded. Rabbi Lazar Roshia says, he somehow limits. The heter bet baku is only regarding hilcha shechita. But regarding other areas, it's a real animal. But you can't say it's talking about chelev and gid, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a real animal for chelev and gid. So Ella, we got to change the statement. Ella I idmar hachi idmar. This is what we meant to say. Amar Belazar Amar Boshi Elo hilchu bo Ella al iske achila bilvad. It's only the kulis by for hilchas achila that you could eat it without shechita, and you could even eat its chelev and gid, meaning it's including that. What is it excluding? Lemute rovo v'chorish bo. Meaning regarding revia, one of the slan, having a relationship with an animal, or chorish bo, or plowing with the animal, it's considered a real animal for that. Meaning what? Rashi says, if you plow with this animal with another animal, so then you're going to be chayif, mishum kilayim, this week's parsha. Losachish b'shor v'chamor yachtav. So Rashi says, no matter what you do, it's definitely going to be chayif. The Rabbeinu Gershom says a different shot. Well, no matter what you do, it's definitely going to be putter. Okay, you can look at Rabbeinu Gershom. But that is the That's Rova v'Chorishbo. Interesting, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Mitzvah Chavav Gimel, what if you shecht a ben pakua to Avodah Zarah? Only the Minchas Chinuch could think of these kashas. Right? It's not a real shechit. It's a shechit midi rabbanon. So what if you shecht a ben pakua to Avodah Zarah? That's his kasha in Chavav. He says, v'gam nira, dimshachat ben pakua l'Avodah Zarah, af inotan shechita klal, mikal makom l'inyin Avodah Zarah, mikri shaper shechita. I think it would be considered shkita. Ayin chulin, ayin dalit amid beis, deleinian revia vacharisha mikri behema ma'alya, and therefore for Avodah Zarah too. And then he says, mikol makom tzorachin, de'efshar, kiva de b'yisrael havi kemunach b'tikula, since for a Jew it's just considered flesh in a basket, maybe havi rak, right? Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's tzorachin. So just asking the kasha is his, what was his avoda.
Yeah, but it's always ledine him. They consider it...
Okay, maybe you don't. Maybe it's more flexible definitions for Avodah Zarah. They consider it, then so do we. Okay. Amr Shem Ben Lakish. L'divri ha-mater b'chelbo, mater b'damo. L'divri ha-oser b'chelbo, oser b'damo. Rish Lakish is very parallel. He says, chelev and dam go together. According to the one who says you can eat the chelev of this animal, you can eat the blood of this animal. It's also not called blood. This is all considered a limb of the mother. And then you can eat it all. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Af l'divrei amata b'chelbo, osir b'damo. Even if you're going to say the chelev is mutter, the blood is asr. The Rishonim discuss what would be the svar for saying the blood is asr. Maybe the heter is based on the word tochal in the pasuk, and tochal is only by solids and not by liquids. Right, that's one of the reasons. The Stipler has another beautiful answer. He says, maybe in the pasuk, if you look in the psukim, chelev, specific chelevs are asr in the pasuk. Chelev ala klayos, chelev this, chelev that. It's not all chelev. So therefore, the chelev of this animal, of this baby, is not one of the chelevs that are ne'asar. But what does it say about dam? It just says kol dam. So this is included in kol dam. So it's very mistaver to say if it's not designated chelev, that's asar, it's going to be mutter, but any dam. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Eis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lemon, Melakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks, kara motzi es damo. Even the Rabbanan and the Mishnah say you got to take out the blood. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a riot to me. So Amar Reb Zeira, lo marsh ein anish kareis. No, you're right. When Reish Lakish says that the dam is mutter, doesn't mean it's mutter. It just means there's no kareis for the blood. But even he would say it's usser. So therefore, the svar that we gave could even apply to Reish Lakish. Laman kamil Rabbi Yehuda, one second. Who are we talking about here? Rabbi Yehuda, right? He was the one that argues on Rabbi Meir, that holds up the heter ben pakua. So lo yei el adamatamsis. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that even non-life blood, but any blood in the animal, is included in the Isser of Kares. Titania. Dama Tamsis Biazhara. Rabbi Yehuda Om Rabbi Kares? Question mark. So why isn't this blood like Dama Tamsis, which is Dam that's not life blood of an animal? And he says, so basically he says, all blood is going to be Nasar Bakares. So why here would we limit it? So Tirgamar of Yosef, Raider of Salah Hasita, Kamedra of Papa, Isle Rabbi Yehuda Dam, Vicholdam. Rabbi Yehuda has a drasha. Kol hecha de mechayev adam hanefesh, adam hanefesh, mechayev adam atamsis. Whenever you'd be chayev on the life blood of an animal, then memelu you'd be chayev on all blood of an animal. Kol hecha de lo mechayev adam hanefesh, anytime when you wouldn't be chayev on the dam hanefesh of an animal, so then, like this shlil that doesn't have any dam hanefesh, so then, lo mechayev adam atamsis. So you wouldn't be chayev adam atamsis either. So that's even Rabbi Yehuda would limit it in this case. Let's just do two or three more lines. Iboy lahu. This is, again, fascinating in Yonim, because when you say ben pakua, which halachas are included, which are not, and what's the svar for them? Mao liftos be ben pakua. If you have a chamor, so what do you have to do by a chamor? You have to switch it to a seh and give the seh to the kohen. The petah chamor. Are you allowed to use a ben pakua seh to be poda? You let to use that? So Aliba to Rabbi Meir lo tiboy lecha. According to Rabbi Meir, for sure, no problem. The kibon to Amar ton shchita semali. According to Rabbi Meir, this is a good animal. So ki tiboy lecha Aliba to Rabbanon. Da Amri shchitas imo mataraso. My, what about according to the Rabbanon? Kibon da Amri shchitas imo mataraso. Kibsara bidikuluhu. That's the language that Rabbi Chaskana quoted. Right, since the shchita, it doesn't eat shchita, it's like flesh in a basket. This isn't called a seh. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, Kivan deroid va'azel v'roid va'asi, since it's running around, Sekarina Bay. It's good enough to be called a set. So, Mar Vachlokes, so Mar Zutra Amar. And by the way, this also, if you think about it, might be totally on the Chakira. Right, the first tzad said, it's kabasa betikula. Maybe the shchit of the mother makes it considered shachut. The second one doesn't need it. It doesn't need it, so it's just running around. It might be totally on the chakira. Mar zutra amar ein podin. Ravashi amar podin. Machlokes, whether podin or ein podin. Let's do two more lines, then we'll be finished. Amar Ravashi la mar zutra, my daitcha. Ravashi says to mar zutra, why do you say that you can't use it? The gamart sesem ipsachim. Because you compare it to a carbon pesach. And Karim Pesach, a ben pakua for Karim Pesach is pasul? So you want to say just like a, you can't use it for there, you can't use it for here? Imal, why is it pasul? Look at Rashi and Tosfos, they discuss it. Imala halon zachartam ben shana, so why don't you limit it the whole way like Pesach? Just like a Pesach has to be a male, tamim, one-year-old animal. Afkan zachartam ben shana. You don't go all the way to compare Petr Chamor to Pesach. So Gemara says, tifta tifta riba. Oh, it's you include it. It's a special inclusion. Why don't you even include a ben pakua? You have a gzera shava for something, so you use the gzera shava to karen pesach to teach me not ben pakua, but you don't teach me, you don't use it to learn all the other details of comparing it to karen pesach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about petach hamar when we start again, and continue tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.